at the USFRA Food Dialogues taking place in Chicago with the topic of integrity in food marketing. I'm visiting with Chris Galen with National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, I know you're on the USFRA board and serving on the Communications Committee, which is meeting here. What do you think about our live part of the program today?
Sure. Well, I thought this was a terrific panel. We had a moderator who has a lot of experience in broadcast journalism, and importantly, the reason that Elizabeth Leamy was chosen was because she understands a lot about the food industry. She's done some segments for the Dr. Oz TV show, and I think she did a good job of bringing out the disparate voices that we had today on the panel.
Mm-hmm. Now, the topic of integrity in food marketing, I'm asking everybody I interview, what does that mean to you personally? How would you answer that question?
I think most people would agree that integrity is about honesty, but does honesty involve the whole truth, nothing but the truth, or can it contain partial shades of truth? And I think that was where the discussion got interesting, particularly when it came to things like gluten-free orange juice. That is the whole truth, but does that actually imply then that other oranges, orange juices or juice drinks that don't say gluten-free may have some gluten in them? Of course not, but that's the type of marketing environment where we have today claims about chicken being hormone-free when in fact all chickens are, or the fact that you cannot say hormone-free milk because all milk does contain trace amounts of hormones, whether it's organic or otherwise. So, and I think those are the types of things where if consumers are confused, it ought to be up to the role of farmers and ranchers, which is why we have this organization, to help put the tools in the hands of people in the food industry, starting with farmers, but throughout the whole food chain. We ought to put those tools in their hands so we can do a better job of educating people.
Now, I understand that your committee is doing some work here. It's one of your, like, a quarterly meeting, I think, that you have. What's the kind of work that you're discussing? Anything you might want to share?
Sure. Well, I would say that we're going to focus on three things, Chuck. Number one is we still have the Farmland movie documentary. It's done very well since its rollout earlier in the spring. We're going to be talking about the plan to make it available digitally through services like iTunes and Netflix and Hulu. That will hopefully happen later this year, so we're going to be talking with our marketing agency about how to make that work. We're going to be talking about the future of the Food Dialogues. We've got another one here under our belts. We'll have some other national and regional ones in the future, but we want to see what else we can talk about, whether it's food with integrity or some other aspects of the food industry. And then the last thing that we're going to be announcing, and I think we'll be having an announcement on that shortly, is that we're going to be doing a casting call for the newest set of faces of farming and ranching. We've had four great people here for the last 16 months, dairy farmer, pork, different types of crops represented, and now we need to move on and find some new faces of farming and ranching. So we'll be having an announcement here this summer about how other farmers who want to be part of this effort can get involved in that effort.
I'll put in a pitch right now, just in terms of where you might look at having a future food dialogue.
Okay.
I think the Sunshine State, Florida, would be an awesome place to have one.
Maybe this winter, even. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, of course. Well, I'll have to see if we can move it to Orlando and if my kids can get out of school at the same time. Well, actually, I think there is going to be one at the International Dairy Foods meeting that is going to be in January in Florida. It may be kind of a smaller, truncated version of it. But, yeah, so we're going to be looking at doing things. You know, this particular meeting in Chicago happens to coincide when there are a lot of people coming to Chicago for the Food Marketing Institute annual meeting in the same area where we are today. So we do try to put on our thinking caps and capitalize on other industry meetings that might bring people in the food industry to one location or another.
Well, hopefully all of the FMI Connect people were on their computers watching the live stream today.
I don't think they had a lot of other activities going on. So I think that, yes, we timed it so that this was something that people could access. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, for visiting with me here in Chicago. I know there's a little bit more on the program today, but the live portion of it that was streamed with our panel has concluded, and look forward to sharing some of these interviews on AgWire.com as soon as I can. So, here from Chicago, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.